I do not want to be here recording this podcast episode today. I am in desperate need of a haircut, as you can see if you are watching the YouTube version of this episode. I think I'm coming down with a cold. My voice is a little scratchy. My throat's a little sore. I've been sneezing, so I don't feel really well. And frankly, I have other things that I could be doing, but I'm here anyway, because content creation is the most important thing that I do. This is episode 127 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast, and today I want to talk to you about the C in my CLEAR framework. C stands for content, and as a course creator, as a coach, as a business owner, content is the most important thing you do. Let's talk about why that's true for me and why I believe it's true for you as well.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/127. If you're new to the show, be sure to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday morning. Today, I want to talk to you about putting content first in your business. I've had some pushback on my CLEAR framework since it very clearly emphasizes content creation. Sorry, couldn't help myself. But let's just say that content is front and center of that framework. It comes before list building, and it even comes before product creation. And several people have said to me that that doesn't make sense to them to be creating content when they don't have anything to sell yet. So are they right? Let's talk about it. Here's my number one reason why I prioritize content in my business. It's because I don't know what I don't know. Joan Didion said, "I don't know what I think until I write it down." Now, I don't know anything about Joan Didion. I never read any of her books or her essays, but this quote speaks to me. It is exactly how I feel about content creation, and it is why I put content creation first in my business. The more I write about a subject, the more I talk about a subject, the better I understand it, the better I understand how I feel about it, and the better I understand how my subscribers and my potential customers and clients feel about or think about a subject as well. A good example of that is what I talked about in the intro to this episode. How much pushback I get about putting content creation first. I didn't realize how many people were going to tell me that that was incorrect or that they felt it was incorrect. I didn't realize how many people were going to come to me and say, "I can't create content yet. I don't have anything to sell." And that insight into my audience was golden for me. That offered me the opportunity to really sit down and think about how I feel about content creation and how I want to talk about content creation in the online business space. And I would not have known that. I would not have had that insight had I not been creating content around that topic. And maybe the thing that surprises me the most is that the more content you create, the more ideas you will have. I remember once a coach asking me to sit down and come up with 25 content ideas for my new podcast. This was not this podcast, but a previous podcast. She asked me to sit down and think of 25 ideas for episodes that I could record. And I did, but it was a struggle. I mean, the first 10 were pretty easy, right? You know, you can whip off 10 ideas in a few minutes, but the more ideas I wrote down, the harder it became. And I started to think, I don't have enough topic ideas for this podcast. I don't have enough things to talk about for this podcast. But something funny happened. The more I talked about that topic, the more I wrote about that topic, the more podcasts I recorded about that topic, the more ideas I had. This is something that I think about in terms of a snowflake. The more you write about a topic, each piece of content that you create kind of branches off into other topics that you can write about until your topic map starts to look like a snowflake with all these little branches going off in all different directions, all because you started to create content around one single topic. So if you have ever sat down and tried to make a list of all of the things that you wanted to talk about around your business topic, and you struggled to come up with more than a couple of dozen ideas, I don't want you to worry about that, because the more content you create, the more ideas you will have. The second reason why I prioritize content creation above anything else in my business is because content invites conversations, it invites collaborations, and it invites conversions. Here's what I mean by that. When I create a piece of content, when I record a podcast episode, or I release a YouTube video, or I write a blog post online, or I write an article on Medium or Substack or another platform online, people respond to me. It starts a conversation. People will respond to you too. And that feeds back into those ideas that you're generating, and it helps to establish how you think about things, how your audience thinks about things. So it feeds back into that number one thing that we were talking about. But more importantly, it starts a conversation, and conversations build relationships, and relationships are what create businesses. So by publishing content online, you are establishing and building and growing relationships with your potential customers. You are also establishing and building and growing relationships with potential JV partners who will come across your content online and say, "Ooh, I need to know this person better," or "I need to invite this person to an interview on my podcast," or "I want to get on that person's podcast," or "I want to promote them as an affiliate." There's all sorts of different ways how we can collaborate with one another, and that all starts by finding your content online and becoming interested in what it is you do, how you do it, how you think, what your opinions are. And the third reason is because content creates conversions. Now, I said that it creates conversation with your potential customers, but it also creates conversions, because your clients, your customers are going to find your content online, and they're going to be interested in what you do. They're going to know that you are the right person for them, that your ideals, that your core values align with theirs, that the way you work is in alignment with them, that your topic of interest is in alignment for them, that it's something that they want to know more about, that your expertise is something that can help them. I've told the story before of how creating content on my very first website led to several clients coming to work with me as a virtual assistant. And those are clients that I would not have found otherwise, that would not have found me had I not been publishing that content online. So content that you publish, whatever form it's in, whether it's podcasts or articles or YouTube videos, content invites conversation with your subscribers and potential customers. It invites collaboration with JV partners, and it invites conversions from customers and potential clients as well. The third reason content creation is so important for your business is because it helps to build up your consistency muscle. And yes, it is a muscle. I talked about this in last week's episode. It was item number 8 on my list of 15 things I wish I had known sooner. Consistency is so important in business. It's important in life too. I mean, if you think about it, if you go to the gym once a month, you're probably not going to get in very good shape. But if you go 3 days a week for 6 months, you're going to see some impact from that, right? So consistency is important in everything you do, and it is equally important when you are trying to grow a business. And when you commit to publishing a podcast every week, or dropping a new YouTube video every week, or emailing your mailing list every day, or publishing a new article on Medium every day, when you make that commitment and when you really embrace that as a means to grow your business, then you will build up that consistency muscle that is so important. There's also some forced accountability in there if you are creating content in public like you should be. I tell you what, if I miss a few days of emailing my list, they're used to me emailing them almost every day, or if I miss a couple of podcast episodes, people start to email me. What happened? Are you okay? Where's your podcast? I haven't heard from you in a while. So there's accountability that is built into creating content online on a regular basis. And why is consistency even important in this way? I mean, doesn't Google just, you know, indexes whatever's out there? So does it really matter if you show up every week or every day to publish new content? Does it really matter to anyone? Or can you just publish a whole bunch of content right now and then not publish anything for a long time? You could certainly do it that way, but I'll tell you what, when you show up every week or every day, like you say you're going to, that does a lot more to build your credibility with your audience than just dumping a whole bunch of content all at once. It shows that you have staying power, that you are in this for the long haul, that you are not just, you know, kind of a flash in the pan, here today, gone tomorrow, taking advantage of a situation. When you continue to publish content, you will build more credibility with your audience. And when you show up every week and publish content, you will build up more confidence in yourself. That was another item on my 15 things that I wish I had known sooner, is that confidence in yourself is one of the most important things you can create. It is a skill that you can develop, and showing up every week and publishing content like you say you're going to is one way to do it. That's one reason why I am here today, even though I need a haircut and I don't feel well and I have other things that I could be doing instead, but I am here recording this podcast because it is critical to my own self-confidence that I show up every week like I said I was going to. So show up every week at a minimum. It will build credibility with your audience and it will build confidence in yourself as a business owner as well. On the practical side, content is the best audience builder when you have more time than money. And even if you have more money than time, and we'll get to that in a minute. Every article, every podcast, every YouTube video is an ad. It is an advertisement for your business. It is something that a future subscriber or customer can stumble upon in their internet searches, can find linked from a friend or from someone else that they're reading or someone else's podcast that they're listening to. It can spark a thought or an idea that that person didn't have before and that makes them want to learn more from you. Content also gives you an opportunity to stand out in a really crowded niche in a way that advertisement just can't do. It gives you the opportunity to get super clear on where you stand on issues, on how you think about problem solutions, on the unique way that you see the world and the niche and the topics that you talk about. And that is something that will never happen in a Facebook ad or in an Instagram ad. It's just not possible, but it is possible when you are creating a body of work that is your content, that's your free content that you are creating. And I told you that content is the best way to build an audience when you have more time than money, but I started to think about this. I see people like Cody Sanchez or Alex Hormozi or Gary Vaynerchuk. These people make millions of dollars every year, maybe billions, I don't even know. But they are still out there. They are creating free content at a level that I can't even imagine creating that much content. But if you go and look up Alex Hormozi or Gary Vaynerchuk or Cody Sanchez online, you will find hundreds and hundreds of hours of video and different types of content, podcast episodes and reels and short form video and long form video, just an amazing body of work. And not because they don't have the money to pay for ads, because they certainly do, but because they see the value in creating free content, in putting free content out there. They see how valuable that is in building an audience. That's why they do it. Otherwise, they just throw a bunch of money at ads, right? So create free content. Create more content than you think you need to be creating, because it is that important to your business, to your audience growth. And finally, free content, content that you put out there, is a body of work that will serve your business for years to come. Those ads that you can run Facebook ads or Twitter ads or LinkedIn ads or whatever. The minute you turn off the money, those ads disappear. They're no longer shown to anyone. But this podcast episode, this will live on for as long as YouTube exists, for as long as my podcasts exist, for as long as Apple Podcasts exist. This podcast will be here. It will be available for people to find. It will be available for people to learn from. It will be available for people to discover more about me and how I think and how I work, and to potentially come back to my website and learn more about me and maybe sign up for my email list or even buy a product, right? So this content, this time that I am spending creating this content, will pay off for years and years and years in a way that no advertising can ever do. You can also mine your content library for more content. You know, we call this repurposing, right? But over the years, as you build up this body of work, you can turn that content into other things. You can turn it into books. You can turn it into coaching programs. It can become products that you sell. I like to joke that I have created so much content in the past several years that I probably never have to write another word. I can probably just repurpose what I have created over and over and over again for the rest of my life without ever writing another word. That's the power of creating content in your business. And content builds on itself too. I like to call this compounding content, and you have seen this in action. If you have ever binge watched somebody's YouTube channel, you discover one video and you like what they say, and you go to their channel and you watch a bunch of different videos, that's compounding content. Content that builds on itself and creates super fans, the people who want more from you. And you can do this when you are creating a large body of work, when you are consistently showing up and publishing content on a regular basis. That's the power of creating content. That's why I put it first in my business. Now listen, here's what I really want you to know. Content is still the currency of the internet. It's what drives engagement. It is what drives conversions. And if you let it, it will build your business. I've given you 5 reasons why I hope that you'll prioritize content in your business. Now it's your turn. Click over to tinycourseempire.com/127 and leave me a comment. Tell me if you think I'm all washed up about this content first approach, or if you agree with me and why. I'd love to hear from you. And could you do me a favor? If you have a friend or a colleague who could use business building advice like this, would you share the link with them? It's a great way to grow our audience, and I'd appreciate your support. All the episodes can be found at tinycourseempire.com. That's it for me this week. I will be back next week to talk to you about how you can create content that stands out even in a crowded niche. So if you've been nodding along this entire episode and thinking, yeah, but this is never going to work in my niche, then you're not going to want to miss next week's episode. Have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.